I daydream about walking through the doors of a mansion in the Hollywood Hills, wearing just a simple little black dress, a tasteful clutch, and a pair of Jimmy Choo's that I bought specifically for the event. I'm wearing a black G-string to match my dress, but I don't bother with a bra, since in my fantasy, I know what kind of party it is. I'm greeted by a smiling attendant. She's beautiful and welcoming. She warmly invites me to the party and ushers me past a thick velvet curtain leading into a large, plush living room. Deep reds, low light, and an intoxicating mist of cheap cotton candy scent with a hint of vanilla body lotion hangs in the air. I see them littered throughout the room, smiling, carefree, and gorgeous, every bit the starlets that they appear to be in the movies and in the magazines. I see Jennifer Lawrence on her knees and looking upwards, biting her lip through a cheeky grin as some anonymous guest slides his rigid cock in between her full, welcoming breasts, savoring in the build-up towards the inevitable. My vision closes in unnaturally, as if the backs of my eyes are movie screens. I see a root-like design of opaque streaks running down from her cleavage, across her belly, and into the thin band of her mini-thong, proving that the gentleman with her at the moment won't be the first to have pumped his white ropes of cum onto the actress's chest and stomach. I see Emma Watson, bent across the knee of a 40-something mom, her ponderous fake tits resting across Emma's tiny back, writhing with carnal sensuality as she slides her fingers into the starlet's pussy, leaving a sticky residue of fuck juice streaked between her knuckles and Emma's sweet, tiny cunt as she hungrily thrusts her fingers in and out. The actress's face is a mask of pleasure, and she tries to crane her neck behind her just to catch a glimpse of the ecstasy carved into the matron's face. I catch a glimpse of Alison Brie, legs spread and bent forward, arching her back as she smiles at a young, beautiful blonde girl, barely 18, standing behind her, encouraging her to touch and feel at her pleasure and not to mind the smears of now cold cum spread across her round, white ass cheeks. I witness Scarlett Johansson on her knees, holding her large, full tits up to a circle of men and women that are covering her smoky, sultry face with cum. Blood rushes to the sensitive parts of my body as the famous actress opens her mouth and sticks her tongue out, playfully asking for more as thick, white gobs of semen fall heavily onto her red lips and pale cheeks before running down into the crease of her chest. She waits patiently for the women, dresses hiked above their mounds as they rub feverishly onto their pussies, their mouths dropping open before releasing streams of hot sex juice into Scarlett's inviting face. Again, and always with a smile, she pulls herself up to her feet and begins to walk towards me, casually surveying the room as she gently pulls the cum away from her eyes. She is positively covered in sex leavings. Her tits sway and bounce as she walks towards me, causing a veritable avalanche of cum to fall down across her body. She looks over at me as we cross paths, and with a lazy smile and a wink, she tells me to have fun, after gently brushing her hand on the inside of mine, leaving a still warm string of cum on my fingers. Still in a daze, I stumble forward, trying with every ounce of control that I have not to misstep in my expensive heels. I walk past chaises, ottomans, and all manner of plush furniture, all covered in the heaving flesh of celebrity. I manage to straighten my gaze, but what I see only clouds my senses even further, pushing my already bloated sex drive over the edge. A thin streak of fluid runs from my pussy down the inside of my thigh. I don't even try to hide it. I see Kristen Bell and Hayden Panettiere bent forward so their asses are completely exposed. Rivulets of cum are pooled in the divots of their assholes and drying streaks of it cascade down the meat of their thighs and cover their tiny, tight little butt cheeks. They're facing each other, smiling and chatting casually, not caring who fucks them both from behind. I can't stop walking forward. They are magnetic to me. Kristen spots me and with a big, toothy smile, seemingly ignorant of the dried and cracking sex fluid across her mouth, greets me happily. Hayden, alerted to my presence, does the same. They both look back at me and begin to wiggle their behinds tantalizingly. Hayden starts to talk to me, but I'm not listening. I continue forward and fall to my knees in front of Kristen's holes. I plant my right hand fully onto Hayden's ass cheeks, reveling in the slick, sticky feel of her bottom. Kristen begins to twerk her tiny ass in my face. I don't need to be enticed further. I don't even care about the dozens of men who have already come inside of her ass and pussy. I fall forward into her crack, my face planted firmly into the crease of her ass. I taste the salty, sweet cum of strange men on my tongue and lips as I suck and lick at her asshole. I whimper and press my face in further, totally enraptured at the feeling of Kristen Bell's asshole tightening around my tongue as I drive it into her. My makeup is ruined, and I've got strangers cum in my mouth.